talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go. It's a Getaway Friday, Friday, May the 17th, 2019. 15 minutes past the hour, Exchange Club, Brandy Downs, Charlie Evers, and the Wheeze. Boy, oh boy, it's almost seemed like 7 days since we got together.
It has been.
Has it been? Now, sit away from the microphone. That's a good radio
personality. I get nervous during this program.
Gee whiz. Well, you never know where it's going
to
go.
I know.
The last 2 weeks.
Because he has to sit next to me.
I'm going to try to get into
I'm
waiting
try,
for the explosion.
Well, the last couple weeks, Charlie, we haven't done any current events hardly because these yahoos have tried to get a tattoo conversations and my
Google.
Mother, the house burned down, and we don't need to know that too much, right?
It felt good not getting so political.
Well, we don't have. It's not politics. Honestly, the slate has not been very political the last few weeks.
It's always been one-sided, you know.
Charlie's a Democrat.
Our political stuff.
On this station, we've been one-sided?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, Charlie, gracious. That's not
has
true.
Has anyone ever said anything good about Trump?
You do all
except
the
time. Except me. Yeah, well, I do, yeah.
Well, that's your job. That's,
okay.
I've never said anything negative about Trump.
Oh, okay.
I haven't? No, I haven't.
Either. I don't talk bad about anyone.
I've had Jim Jordan on. I've had.
Would he come back on now if you would have
him? No, you can't come near this place now because we had a falling out. But I used to have Phyllis Schlafly on all the time. She was a big Trumper.
Yeah, she's dead.
Yeah. Trumper. Barry Farber. Barry Farber comes on.
He's still alive?
He's a big conservative, sure.
Our local Republicans come on.
Yeah, local Republicans love me. I don't wear
Do they ever come back?
Now, Brandy's one-sided. Now, she's what you'd call a political pundit, but I'm not.
I'm not.
I had no idea.
Welcome to One Side Brandy.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I've been a registered Democrat since I was old enough to vote.
And you voted for Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should do a commercial for him. I've been a registered Democrat since I was a kid, and I voted for Trump. Now, you
That's
should,
a good
too.
Commercial, yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't. I think people who voted for Trump, nobody knows how I voted. I never
I
tell
do.
Anybody how I vote. Never.
Yeah, a lot of people have complained over the years. We need to get somebody in Washington to stir things up. All these old fogies there, they're half a dead, you know, they're half asleep, and... And finally, we get somebody in there, it stirs it up, and boy, look what happens.
Brandy?
He just hired all those old fogies. That's all he did. He just gave them more power.
Well, here's what I did want. This is the only political story I think we have this week.
Come on, hell's fire.
Yeah, that wasn't very good. It was kind of a weak.
I'm not going to... Attack Charlie.
Well, why do you have to attack Charlie?
Not physically.
It was just
a nice conversation.
It was just the conversation.
We had, well, that's what we had, and then you guys said it's
you
not
got all
enough.
Fired up last week when he said something about women. You went bananas.
Yes. And Charlie does that on purpose because he knows he's going
to. Oh, no. Charlie was doing that long before you.
Well, yeah.
We can go back to the Marianne Michaels days when he used to say things that Marianne would get so angry.
See?
Oh, so, I thought Marianne would deck you a few times.
Yeah.
Remember when you said the thing about you didn't want a woman's face on the money?
Yeah.
Because it was...
Not
unless they had somebody good looking.
And Marianne's... and I said you didn't want Eleanor Roosevelt on the thing. And
would you like to look at Eleanor Roosevelt on a...
Charlie, which of the men on our money do you find attractive?
None of them.
Okay, well then why does the woman have
Because
to be
I have no power to change them.
I
wouldn't have any power either.
Well, they're taking Andrew Jackson off the $20 bill to put. We're on the radio, by the way.
We're talking about her mom's first crush. Franklin was attractive.
Golly, you think by now we'd have this down after so many weeks?
Does anyone listening to us really know who's on what bill?
Andrew Jackson's on the 20. George Washington's on the 1. Lincoln's on the 5.
Okay, but you're not a listener.
I listen.
But he just told them all, so now they all know.
Who's on the 50? Jax?
No, Grant.
Grant's on my relation.
Grandeur relation, Harris and Jur relationship. I wanted to talk about the royal baby last week for Mother's Day, and we never got to do that. And I realized we really missed the boat on that because it's on every cover of every magazine this week. I've never seen so much coverage in my life.
I'm related.
You are.
Archie Benjamin
Harrison.
No. What's the last name? What is their last name? The royals.
Oh. Not Sussex.
Not Batten.
No,
that's where they live. That,
yeah, they were calling him baby.
Why do
baby
they still
Sussex?
Call her Meghan Markle? Her name's not Markle anymore.
Do you not take the last name in royalty like that?
Why do you look at me?
Do you?
I'm not royal.
You're smarter than I just love that. I love that the Queen came over. Great Grandma came over. You know, with her normal weird looking clothes, and she's 93 years old, and
she can't wear jeans over there with holes in them.
She looked disoriented in front, like, what would I ever do with this baby? I didn't take care of my own kids and grandkids. Why am I here today?
Well, and I remember when she was married. I remember the marriage.
And he's still with us. Yep. Prince Philip, he's 90 something years old. He's still around. But the Queen never smiles. We've brought this up time after time. You'll never find a picture of her smiling. She didn't smile with the baby. She looked in the baby.
I thought she was smiling. Like, she smiles with her eyes closed.
No, she didn't care.
She does a little, like...
She didn't even know where she was.
Yes, she does.
They said, let's bring great-grandma in. And she came, stomped in.
I think she's... She has it together.
I think she's still very sharp, yeah.
I do, too.
I like the Queen. I think we should have a queen in this country. Like, a goodwill... No, not like... The Queen has no power in England. She's just a goodwill ambassador.
Where am I right now?
So why can't we have a good
war? We fought a whole war about no.
I don't want the
here.
Queen to be like off with your
not
head.
Not even
queen.
Honorary. No monarchy here.
Well, no, what's she's a great goodwill ambassador. She goes around and she shakes people's hands.
He's saying a queen just
we
for
have,
PR.
Yeah,
purposes.
PR purposes.
We have a first lady. We don't need a queen.
But the first lady, you know, they do what they do. Like the what's the
Parliament.
Well, we have, like, Theresa May is the prime minister,
right.
So what's her husband called?
The first man?
No.
The
first
old man.
Gentleman. The old man.
Hey, old man.
You know, I'll take with her the unpopular man, because she's unpopular.
Yes, she is.
But I'm saying the queen is never unpopular, because she doesn't make political decisions.
She's unpopular in Britain, yes.
Have you ever? No.
Yes, there are lots of people in Britain who absolutely hate the royals.
They love her.
They hate the royals.
We love her. Here in America, we put her on every magazine.
That's like the accent.
Thing.
We like
here
the,
in America, we're
yeah. It's all
it's
that's
still,
why it's a PR thing.
We're still trying to gain
send
nobility
her out
here in America.
Send her out. You know that's
out
what
where?
We need. We need a queen. If we could just get a who would be Charlie? If we had to
threatening
get a queen,
the life of the queen,
if we had to
know.
Get a queen in America, who would it be? If we had to elect a queen right now for PR
we're
purposes,
gonna disagree on
who that. Would we get?
I'd take Donnie's wife.
Marie Osmond?
No. Trump's wife.
Oh, well, she's the first lady. I'm saying, who could we get who's not in politics, who's an older person, who would just be there for PR purposes?
Betty White.
Betty White is 97 years old. She can't even walk down the street anymore without somebody holding her hand.
She can.
No, I saw the pictures. Well, you want Doris Day, too? She just dropped out at 97.
There's another thing I noticed. After Doris Day died... All you heard was Sarah. That wasn't her big first hit.
No, it was Sentimental Journey.
Sentimental Journey, 1945.
Doris Day was from Ohio, and so was Tim Conway, who died this week, both from Ohio.
That's sad.
I know my Ohio people. But no,
where
who
was Doris
would be,
Day from?
I think she was from Marion. She used to live over on Summit. Now,
after she moved from Fair Park Avenue.
She did. But no, this is a good question. Who would be America's queen?
I know my
ambassador?
Choice, but Brandy has to go first.
Don't say Betty White. It's
I'm not
going to
say
Betty White.
I already made my
good
choice.
Good Lord,
I'm not
going to
say Betty
White.
White.
You need somebody who can meet with like foreign dignitaries. Betty White can't do that.
I think Ellen DeGeneres would be a great queen.
Oh, she would be adorable.
Again, she's not old enough. You need an older,
how
retired...
Old do you want her to be?
She's
like 80.
Betty White's too old, but Ellen's too young.
You can't be flying 97 years old around the country to be meeting with people.
They have
people.
To come to her.
Yeah. And Ellen couldn't be a queen. She dresses like a man.
Well, there you go.
Oh, Charlie.
She does. She wears...
Well, so much for keeping it highbrow this week.
Why?
I'm trying to think of somebody who would be a good... queen.
But you're putting all these restrictions on it.
Yeah, that means Oprah's too young, right?
She's 60.
In her 80s.
Oprah's not well-liked among a certain group of people.
How about Whoopi Goldberg?
Whoopi Goldberg, sure. Why not? Barbara Walters would have made a good queen.
No. But she's too old.
Now.
She would not have.
She's in her 80s.
Betty White, no.
Not Betty
White. But Barbara Walters.
Because Barbara Walters met with all these heads of state. She knows how to act with people. She's not a comedian.
But are there any younger women?
Scott doesn't want a younger woman. He says
well,
she has to be in her
80s. Well, a younger woman is probably in their career. They don't want to be queen. Because a queen is strictly a...
I would.
Like Meghan Markle. She's hers. Let's take her back. I'd like her to be queen.
You would?
Sure. Meghan Markle is a very attractive, smart, groundbreaking woman.
There are a lot of women here.
Who?
Would you bring her back with the baby?
Sure.
Okay.
Why not?
Who did you say Brandy would be?
I said Betty White.
Not
and
Betty.
Scott vetoed
you can't
it.
Fly 97 years old around the country. She's got to have a hectic tour schedule.
You could
She's
drive
Betty
her.
White. People will come to her.
Yep.
That's not the
they
point
go to
of
the
a queen.
Queen. Why would they go to
no,
Queen
No, the
Elizabeth.
Queen used to go around. The Queen,
used
like the Pope.
To, but does she go
like
around
the Pope.
Now?
The Pope's a goodwill ambassador. The Queen's a goodwill ambassador. We need
we
one
could
of
just
those.
But is there any younger lady in America that would make a good ambassador
I don't want a
all
or
around?
A Pope here.
Let's see. A younger lady in America who would make a
that
good...
That people would look up to? Friendly? Outgoing personality?
Ooh, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is well liked. Yeah, she's well liked.
You look so disappointed in me.
Well, what about your people? What about that woman who likes to eat salads with a comb?
Amy Klobuchar.
Yeah, her.
I would go see that.
People will jump on me. I'll tell you who'd be a good queen. Hillary Clinton.
Charlie thinks that.
Hillary Clinton? Are you kidding?
She's already queen.
I'm just saying, I saw her on a show recently. Now, Wheeze. True or false, you saw her on that same show. We talked about this off
we
the
did.
Air.
I remember.
She sounded very articulate. She
was
knows
funny.
All the world leaders. She's been Secretary of State. She's the right age.
She's
in
funny.
Her 70s.
She's a little bit peppy. She's funny.
She doesn't want to run for president. She's telling jokes now all of a sudden. Hillary Clinton would be a good queen.
Take politics out of it.
Yeah, now right.
Whether you hate
now
her
take,
or love her,
I don't think you get
out.
Politics
know
out of it.
I know people hate her guts, but I'm just saying,
out.
For a woman who you could send, who would know the protocol, who's the right age, who could get things done, she could do it.
We already did under Obama. He
well,
sent
Michelle
her all over
Obama
the world.
But I'm talking just
good
goodwill. Thing. She wouldn't have any power. She'd just be there to meet with
PR
people.
PR purposes.
Well, Secretary of State has no power.
Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama
yeah,
would
be,
a good.
Be good.
But I don't think she knows as much as Hillary. Nice woman, but I don't think she knows. Like Laura Bush.
She's a fast
Laura Bush would be fine.
Yeah, she would be fine.
Barbara Bush would have been a great goodwill ambassador.
But she's too old.
She's dead.
But, so in See? Other words, what I said originally
that.
Is correct. Our first lady
not our
is
current
our good.
First, but not
yeah.
our current first lady.
But you named all the first ladies.
Well, yeah, but when she's not current. You don't
oh,
want a current first
gracious.
Lady.
So you need her out of office, then you
yeah,
would say.
Yeah, because then you can be a goodwill ambassador. Sure.
Isn't the role of the first lady anyhow is to be a goodwill ambassador.
Like PR.
This is what I told him, Charlie.
Not really,
yeah,
though. Because she
not
anymore.
Goes all over the world.
They pick these pet projects like bullying
yeah.
and what was literacy, which is good, but they're not goodwill ambassadors.
I
not
think
to me.
So.
Listen.
I agree, Charlie.
Somebody's disagreeing with you.
I know this is
going to
be a big disagreement coming up. Go ahead, caller.
Aren't our goodwill ambassadors Miss USA and Miss Universe?
Oh, right. That's true. That's right.
That's a good point.
I mean, you know, seriously, though, the United States has a major problem with ambassadors. They completely ignore the people who know more about countries that are in the U.S. diplomatic corps.
Shirley Temple was an ambassador.
Too many people who give money to political campaigns, they get an ambassadorship. Whoop-de-doo. That's the worst thing, and that kind of practice has to stop because it destroys policy and credibility.
I think a lot of people feel that way. Thanks for your opinion.
Yep.
Shirley Temple was a great ambassador. Ronald Reagan made Shirley Temple an ambassador, and that was a good one because she was likable. She was known the world over because of her movies, and she wasn't a political person.
What country was she an ambassador to?
I think Ghana.
Ghana?
I believe so. Roll your eyes back in your head.
I can read your brain. I knew it.
Why do you not believe anything I say? What is wrong with this country having a queen?
I didn't believe it.
Queen Hillary. Oh, boy, I'll get the hate mail now.
Really? What's wrong with this country having a queen? Have you heard of the Revolutionary War?
Not a queen with any power. Just a goodwill person. Okay?
She would have to have power. I'll tell you who come with. If you say queen, that's power.
There's clout in giving somebody the chance to talk to foreign dignitaries and sending them around the world. And
you know, the thing that always – do you remember when Hillary was running for president the first time against Obama and they all wanted to be pro-gun control because they thought that would get – not pro-gun – they all wanted to be for the Second Amendment, all these Democrats. See, this is how time changes. They all wanted to be for the Second Amendment, and Hillary Clinton was out there and Obama called her Annie Oakley. And then he had to give her a... Do you remember that?
I do.
He called her Annie Oakley. He said she's not for gun control, or she's not for the Second Amendment.
I don't remember that.
I do remember that.
Well, Hillary was not for gun control. Or Hillary was not for guns. If she was, she would have shot her husband a long time ago. There you go. Well, she would have.
No.
Can you imagine him?
I can't.
Anyway, Bill de Blasio is running for president. Didn't that just make everybody so excited yesterday when the mayor of New York said he was going to run? He can't even keep that city running correctly. How's he going to keep the United States running correctly?
What is that number? He's the
27th.
Seventh.
And there's more to come before the debate next month. So what do you think of Bill de Blasio?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Charlie, what do you think of him?
I don't have any idea. I don't know him. Don't know anything about him. I grew up with some people of the same name.
He created the bike lanes in New York that tick people off because it took a lane of traffic out, and they don't need that in New York.
Well, they did have a lot of traffic accidents involving couriers and that sort of thing. Yes, they did.
Boy, those couriers are something else.
Yes.
They carry
in
their backpack,
job.
They carry a weapon.
Well, I don't know. He can run, but I don't think it's going to... Why would he run? Why are all these mayors running? I've never heard of mayors running for president. I've heard senators and congresspeople and generals.
But is Joe Biden going to kind of overtake all these?
I just don't know. I just don't know. He doesn't...
You don't like Biden?
Well, Scott? He's okay. I just don't know that he's all that charismatic. I think you got to have a charismatic person. That's the times we're in.
Doesn't he like to hug?
Well, there's
that's
a whole
charismatic.
That's a whole
I've been trying to get
problem.
You to hug for 2
whole
weeks.
Whole another problem with
yeah,
him.
Yeah, but then you're trying to get him to hug me. You got to stop.
You
really
see, that doesn't sound good.
You got to stop
when you
with
say
the hugging.
That. No, I think that...
I'm a hugger.
Well, you hug her.
No, don't hug me.
No, because that's weird. Like, we sit next to each other.
That's right. Just like in school, assigned seats.
We'll talk about
everybody sits in the same places every week.
I would hug Charlie. That's no problem.
Charlie, are you huggable?
Not really.
See, but he didn't say no.
We're all that way.
Left the door open.
Yeah, he
got
left the door. Yep.
We just come together for a week and yeah. then get the out of here.
Yeah.
And don't cross again. So that was no big story. How about babies in this country are at a 32-year low, baby production. Now, that's going to be...
Baby production.
We both had a lot of kids, so...
What do you want? Sound like a factory.
Well, no, I mean, I didn't... What do you want to say?
First
the birth
shift,
rate?
Second shift.
The birth rate's at a 32-year
Is
low.
Is that why there's such a campaign to prevent abortion? Because we're low on kids?
I think it's an irony, is that the abortion push is coming when birth rate's at a 32-year low. I think that's the interesting thing. I don't think people are having that many abortions to cause that. I think that it's just millennials are taking longer to have children, and they're not having as many children. And
that's what they're not having as many children.
Well, this is the natural progression of developed societies, is that you have a big population boom, and then as people get more educated and there are more resources, they actually start having less children. Britain's there. There's... You know,
Japan yep. is way down in children for some reason.
Yep. And then eventually it comes back around.
Remember when China used to throw little girls in the river?
Well, I think we don't want that sort of thing again. But it's interesting what has happened where people don't want kids.
You tell us, Scott. You're the one without kids.
No, I like kids. I just don't think that it's necessary to a happy life.
I think they probably like to travel. Not that you can't, but that's a big... responsibility.
You don't miss what you don't have. See, when they say you're missing out, well, they don't know that because they haven't had kids.
But they can kind of get, like, if you have a kid, you have to take care of it.
That's what I read.
We've all been around.
Are fine. You sign the papers. Baby production down. Go ahead.
Child production is down?
It is. Child production is down.
That's a good argument to let all of these immigrants come into the United States. The Mexican families have more children per family than most of everybody else in the United States. So, hey, that's what the big push is for.
See?
Well, there you go. But no, I just found that an interesting fact, because if the problem is going to be when the generation ahead of the millennials gets on Social Security, the generation behind them has to prop them up. And if it's a much smaller generation, that might be very difficult going down the road.
Isn't that what the mayor said was part of the problem here in Marion? With, we have a job market where there are lots of jobs open, but we don't have enough people to fill them.
But I don't know that they're great jobs. See, one of the problems is I think people don't want to be the hostess at a restaurant.
Right, but we still literally don't have the numbers. Like, if you look at the,
well,
the population of working
age. So even if you up the pay, they still wouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't, you just don't have enough.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what it says, but I think down the road it's going to cause problems. Not anytime soon. But
so we'll
it always
fine.
Does, which down is the why road. It's cyclical.
Well, but it could beef up again. I think it's because of cell phones, really. That's what I attribute it to. Because people aren't talking to each other. No, it's true. People aren't getting enough sleep. People don't have time for kids. Do people take their kids out anymore? No.
Yes, what? I do.
Face in the phone.
We feed them, what, once every other day?
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. And that's it. So, you know, that's what I think is causing it. Look at the sports. Sports teams are down. High school participation is down. It's all because everybody's home gaming and not paying attention to each other. This is the first generation of cell phone users that have. It's always been in their life. It's a different thing. People date on the internet. It's a whole new world.
No, I'm not going to make looking, babies, though.
It did in my case.
You made
internet babies?
No.
How do you do that?
No, I met my husband on the internet, and then now we have four kids.
Like on a dating service?
No. There were hardly any dating services back then.
So you just emailed a random...
It's a long story.
Oh, well, this okay. is... Yeah, well, okay. Well, this is a nice segue okay. into... there was a story that somebody... The friend saw the husband on a dating app.
Ooh, that's good.
So yeah. Do you tell your friend that their husband is on a dating app?
What if it's old, maybe?
Well, that's what I wonder. I mean, what if it's an old thing?
Unless it's the same shirt that he wore the day a couple days ago, then
I don't
could
know.
Be trouble.
Some men keep shirts for a really long time.
Oh, that's true.
Go ahead.
You know, you can attribute the low birth rate in the United States to such a successful campaign for birth control. You know, nobody's ever mentioned anything about that. They're just wondering. Good heavens, I can remember, and you don't see it as much anymore, contraceptives, television commercials, and things like that. So that could be a distinct possibility that they were so successful that now the birth rate is really flat or below being flat.
You never know. Thank you.
That's right.
Well, would you tell your friend if you saw their husband on a dating app?
Yeah. Hey, funny thing, Tom was on, what's a dating app?
My friends and I have actually had this discussion.
Oh, good. Tell us about it.
No, I mean, some of them would want to know, and then in that case I would tell them, but some of them would not want to know, and I'd keep it to myself.
So yeah. My wife would, if...
Such as marriage.
She would set me up, like she would... create a fake profile, approach me on there to see.
You.
Yeah, she would.
What do you think, Charlie?
Then I'd get killed.
I think if you stay out of it,
I do
it's
too.
None of your business.
You should not interfere because it'll come back on you eventually.
Maybe
I guess
the white
so.
Knows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then
like
why are you
said,
on there? Anyway,
we had that conversation because yeah. I wouldn't. You know.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to be involved in anyone else's marriage,
no.
But you also don't want to be the person who later on they're like, oh, you knew about that and you didn't tell me?
Lying,
and then
so
they're
you
angry at you.
You could be anonymous. You could just mail something to the house, say, hey, check on this site for Chuck.
Just Just send him a screenshot.
Yeah, do that.
You don't get involved in other people's problems.
That's not getting involved.
Let them just solve their problems and fall
out of sight, out of mind. It's a, you're not involved with it.
You are involved.
Once you lick that stamp and put it on there, you're out.
No. That's the U.S. Postal Service.
Yep.
You can't do that. Now, here's an interesting story. There was apparently going to be a wedding. This is so stupid. There was going to be a wedding coming up this past weekend. And there was an aunt, Aunt Jean, who was apparently very elderly, and she died before the wedding.
Aww.
So to cut cost, they decided to have the wedding and the funeral at the same time.
Celebration of life.
Efficient.
Celebration, yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Charlie, would you want to have your funeral at somebody else's wedding?
Sure.
Doesn't that take the attention off the
Why
court?
Not?
Because you get cake. You get
You're dead.
Party favors. No, you don't feed the cake to the dead. I mean, the guests.
Can you imagine
the cake on the,
can you
on
imagine?
The coffin?
Oh,
that would be so cute. Little hors d'oeuvres.
What if it's an open casket?
Then put them in the hands.
Put them in the hands.
Yeah.
You don't
just
do
have
this.
Have them holding up like little cupcakes for the bride and groom.
No, you don't want to do this, do you, Charlie? Have a coffin at your wedding.
The whole family's there.
I've seen a lot. I could go on forever on. I once, when I worked in the cemetery, had to attend to a burial of a man who was a musician, and the undertaker was there. Normally they aren't. I mean, if they are, they don't open the lid. This guy in front of me opened the lid and started combing the deceased man's hair.
See?
And then he arranged his guitar and brought some music sheets and and but there was no sadness.
No, not
the only thing is that when the funeral speech was over, he closed the lid, but not quite good enough. And before I left, I looked and I could see the deceased through the crack in the lid.
Was he strumming the guitar?
No,
he was probably still writing the music.
He was just staring at me. So I had to run and get the undertaker and say, hey, you got to crank that lid down.
Get that crank.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's sad about that whole thing is now they've decided, it used to be you didn't open the casket at the cemetery.
That a lot of Marion Cemetery has that.
Yeah.
You as one of its...
Well, because the lighting on daylight on dead people is not good.
Well, that wasn't the reason.
Well, that's a good enough reason.
What is the reason, Charlie?
I don't know.
That was the reason.
Isn't it once the casket seals?
About. Have you ever seen a
Do you know why funeral homes have pink lights?
Because it's nice for the dead person.
Makes it, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever been
I thought he was telling us a joke.
Have you been to a meat market and looked at the pink lights?
Right. Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying. So
same
do you,
thing.
So do you want to see a dead body out in the natural light? It doesn't look good.
I don't think that's the reason at all. In fact, I never inquired about it, but I knew about it, but yet I participated at some open casket funerals.
Nobody wants to bring the crank to the cemetery?
Well, they were standing by, right? You know.
I don't
I
know.
I mean, that was one of the most interesting parts of my career.
Like, why do you have to leave the room when they crank it shut?
It seals, doesn't
I've it? I often wonder that myself.
I wonder why
I think it makes
you, you cannot be in there because they pick their pocket, I think is what happens.
Oh, maybe.
I think
the
family
think about
is there.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know because I think...
I think what funeral homes only have one pillow and just put it behind who's ever there that day.
But it would be a very emotional...
Yeah, for a lot of people, the closing of the casket... Like, when you're at the funeral home and your loved one is there, you know, in the casket, it feels like they're still there. So when they close that casket, it's a very final thing. And... It is very emotional.
Yeah.
What do they think's going on when they're out in their car?
You just don't see it.
You have a lot of distraction. There's people coming and going at the funeral home, mm-hmm. people coming and...
To me, the greatest shock would be being dead.
A lot of people comment about the person in the casket.
How good they look.
And
I
was standing next to one, and somebody came up to me and said, boy, does he or she look natural? I said, well, it should. Just got out of the hospital.
That's exactly right. Downhill.
If you do, have you seen the internet meme that says, at my funeral, I want them to rig my body and I'm going to play pop Goes the Weasel in the background, God. And then
you sit up
randomly. Like, yeah, but if you don't do that,
I got to do
called
that.
The Weasel for so
yeah,
many years.
Being the Weasel, that'd be you.
You can't miss that opportunity.
Hopefully, that's far away from now, but I'll still do it. Like,
I don't think you can have the dead body sit up and down because I think they cut the back of the clothes sometimes to make them fit properly.
That's okay. He'll pay extra.
Yeah, I'll work that out. I'll wear one of my t-shirts.
Oh, good. That'll be nice.
An extra large.
And my hair will probably still be this. Well, it'll be gone.
Yeah, it'll be flat.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't think you should have a wedding at a funeral.
Yeah, you can mix that.
You don't want to mix that. Weddings Why? Are supposed to be happy days. It's really the only happy time
until,
in the marriage.
Until Scott sent you a card.
If this one doesn't work out, I'll be at the next one.
Yeah. I hey, even remember that would that. Work at the funeral, wouldn't it?
If
Sorry,
this
I couldn't make it to this funeral. I'll try and make it to the next
yeah.
one. See, if they'd have had a wedding funeral, then I could have gotten away with that.
There you go.
Listen, it's all fine now. We're all patched up. only took 17 years.
He has his shirt in the filing cabinet.
Yes, that's right. I do.
If you're walking down the aisle, where's the casket go? Like, do you
well,
put that up
I'm
front
saying.
With you?
You don't want to mix
Well, why
that?
Can't you just have the bride and groom be pallbearers?
That's going to be very
what
ugly.
What if she steps on her dress?
I don't think you want to do that.
I don't know.
No,
it
do you?
Efficient to me.
Janet Durbin. All right. No, but I don't think you want to do it. I think it'd be kind of nasty.
Well, I don't know.
Because a wedding is supposed to be a
they're
happy day.
They're both transitions of life, and they're both big life events that we all go through.
They don't
through.
Need to happen at the same time.
Well, they don't need to.
You don't
want to
have your wedding
case,
in the delivery
did.
Room, do you?
I'm pretty sure that's happened before, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like you don't want it to happen that way. You're just trying to get it done before the...
But life happens. You roll with it.
The baby's produced.
Yeah. You just hold it in there and then get married and then there it is.
Aunt Jean would probably not have... Well, what if they were... You know, Aunt Jean paid a lot of money for her funeral. Like, beforehand, she dumped a lot of money into it. And
you
they're
get
just
that
kinda,
money back.
They're just kind of coasting. No, on her funeral money. Maybe she had already bought the chairs and got the room. And now this poor wedding company couple says, well, I'm going to...
We had my mom and dad, they bought these tombs out at the Marion Cemetery, the one you slide the casket, and we said, no, you're getting cremated. So they went and bought the, and we got a lot of money back. That's a true story.
Already?
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would not think you would want to have a wedding and a funeral, but if you do, I guess you can.
That's just it. You have that option. If that comes out right.
Now you all know.
But just because Aunt Jean died doesn't mean... We got to have her funeral at the wedding.
You can't get those people together another
She's
week,
not
two
there.
Weekends
yeah,
in a row.
There's limited time when you're dealing with funeral
Especially
arrangements.
People flying in.
And there are limited Saturdays or whatever. And yep. You know, so if it just happens, it happens. Yep. I mean,
you
I don't
can
think
have
anyone's
them fly back
planning.
Home.
A wedding. When is the last time you heard of a wedding at a funeral home?
Why does it have to be at the funeral home?
That's what I'm saying. If the woman is being buried at the or being if the funeral is being held at the funeral home, you can have the wedding over at the park or wherever you're having it, and then drive down to the funeral home.
Except if the cemetery is pretty,
make
you
a whole
could do
day
it there
of it.
Outdoors.
I would get I don't married think you, in a cemetery.
Well, yeah. There's no shock there. I don't think you can get married in a cemetery, can you, Charlie? The permits
not that
would not
I know
be
of.
No,
no,
you can't do that.
Why?
It's reserved for the deceased
for the dead
and. The solemn atmosphere.
Yes, it's cemeteries are supposed to be solemn. You're not
so
supposed
you just
to be
wear black. And
you're not supposed
you
to be dragging those tin
you.
Cans behind your car down the cemetery.
But years ago, people had picnics
in
cemeteries.
People who walk in the
cemetery. I walk in the cemetery. What the?
And she picnicked. Didn't you hear
and
her?
She picnicked in the cemetery.
They're
sure.
peaceful and.
Well, yeah, they're dead.
Well, yes.
You don't have to share your food.
Nobody to bother you.
But I feel like, too, if we don't go to the cemetery, then all of those people are forgotten. The only people who
Do you
remember
know them?
Are... No, but I have almost memorized a lot of the tombstones that I've passed, and sometimes I do get intrigued and look them up on, like, Ancestry.com or something, and yeah.
Ooh, that's a thing.
I actually found Union Station. I didn't know it existed because I didn't live in Marion when I was younger. I found it on somebody's tombstone at St. Mary's, and I was like, what is that? And went and looked it up, and that's how I found out about Union Station.
I think they have an app. If you're out of state and your loved one's in a different state, you can have somebody go take a photo of it for you.
I do that.
Or clean. People. You can clean. Get paid $15 or to clean off a family member's that's out of state. You can do. You should do that,
Gravefinder.com.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many new innovations in funeral services, like videos. People, after the deceased is gone, they submit videos.
But why do we wait till they're dead? I mean, don't
well,
you
why would you go to a funeral home when somebody's alive?
No, I'm saying...
you could just lay them down and say, we think this is going
like,
to be soon.
I saw Alex Trebek it's interviewed last week, and he said one good thing about his illness is that people are coming up to him now and telling him how much he meant to them and
Ooh,
how much
weird.
He loved.
I wouldn't like
and,
that.
You know, not when he's dead.
Well, I think that's the thing.
Why would you want to make a video about me when I'm dead? I can't see it. Who cares?
As a society, we're fairly uncomfortable with death.
Not on this show.
And so I think that people kind of push it out of their thoughts. They don't want to think about it. And so they don't want to invite it by telling people.
We're all going to die.
Well, yes, I understand that. But but I think a lot of people really, really don't.
That they're going to die?
So you're one of the cemetery walkers, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I used to have an office there.
I learned how to drive in the cemetery.
Did you really?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have people buried in cemeteries.
I used to watch a lot of people I knew go past my window.
And you would see the same folks probably, yeah.
Every day.
Well, this is interesting. This is why I believe people, in the old days, people used to have epitaphs on their tombstones. And I think that's good for funeral walkers. Because if you have a good epitaph on there, it's something to read worthwhile, not just I was born here and I died here.
There are some
if you have
good
a
ones.
Readable epitaph.
Well, can't you chisel it in the stone?
Yeah, but the lichens and everything else grows on these tombstones.
Well,
they
once
become
I'm dead
illegible.
That long, who cares? At least for the first 100 years, it'll be okay. What would you, this is good, what would you, Memorial Day's coming up next weekend. Okay. What would you, wait till next week's conversation.
Don't ask
really
me
get
first.
Into death.
Don't ask me first.
Come on, what would
Charlie.
You want your epitaph to be? Here lies the Wheeze.
No.
He was kind of a, something that rhymes with Wheeze.
Don't ask me first. I'm good at, okay, go ahead, start with Charlie.
Charlie, what would you want on your epitaph, on your tombstone?
I told you I didn't feel good.
There you go, that's good. That's good. Yes, a cemetery walker would like that.
That probably would.
That would make me smile.
Yeah, yeah. You too. There you go.
I don't know. There's a beautiful.
Oh, you think about
tombstone.
Death all the time.
Yeah, but I don't.
Well, what would you want your
think
epitaph?
I'll have an epitaph. I don't want to be remembered necessarily. I just want to.
Shoot, her Brandy's would say, "I love Scott Spears."
here lies Brandy. Yeah. She finally shut up.
Yeah.
You know, in the Caledonia Cemetery, or in the Clarendon
I love
Cemetery,
Beto.
A person has a horse race. On the back of their tombstone in color.
See, people remember stuff like that. So what do you want on your tombstone, Brandy? Come on, this is for posterity. We tape these shows. If you happen to get killed in the next 2 weeks, we'll make sure that you get your epitaph in there.
Right after we told him that I'm the same age my mom was when
now
she
now you're
died.
Saying she's going to get killed.
I said if.
Oh,
I said
my
if.
Word.
If.
I'm going to kind of feel bad if that.
That's what you want on your tombstone, oh my word.
Come on.
Leave
either...
me alone. That's what,
you
what
want?
I want on my
leave
tombstone.
Leave me alone. Okay, well, that's.
Ignore me.
Come in classy, go out.
Mine would either be don't walk on me, please, or dig me up. Something that's weird, like, just in case. You know,
dig
they used
me
to,
up?
Yeah, remember how they used to do
what
the
What about,
bell?
Like, the old cell phone? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that would That'd be cute. Good.
Here lies treasure.
Currently rotting.
People.
See, I've always thought, you know, well, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
But I've always thought it was, for a pessimistic person, because you never really know. Maybe on the other hand, I should have lived. That's what I want.
Still, I think the most impressive thing on all tombstones.
We're all like, okay.
The date, the year you were born, and the year you died.
I don't want that on
that
there.
Little space in between.
Mm-hmm.
That's your whole life. That little tiny space.
Yep.
Boil it down.
Yep. I have seen a lot of people now, though, putting on, you know. Wife of so-and-so, mother of so-and-so, like all
pictures,
their family's names.
Pictures.
And,
pictures.
And one thing that people don't always remember, when you contract for your tombstone, you should also contract for the date, the death date. And a lot of people forget that, and their tombstone...
How do you know when it is?
No, but
after you buy, after they're dead, and you're buying a tombstone.
But I want to outlive everybody who works there.
But you still have to pay to have it engraved after they place the
stone. Oh, but you see,
here's an interesting
thing. They engrave
it
right in the stone.
There's a man that comes around twice a year, in the spring, I think in April, and in October, with a little sandblasting tool to sandblast the date in.
What happens when he dies?
Well, you got to get another contractor.
He had a kid with him the last time I saw him.
Well, just like
so
the Quarry Street Cemetery here in Marion.
Here's the thing.
There's dead people there, and the tombstones are all knocked over.
If your tombstone has a bad date on it, which happens, this man can fill in and redo the date, and you'd never know.
What do you mean a bad date? Like the wrong date?
The wrong date.
Because I think a bad date would be the date you died.
No, a wrong date.
Yeah, that's not usually that's the way it happens.
No, that's a bad date.
I didn't know that happened. You get the wrong date?
Who would put the wrong date on there?
Everybody makes mistakes. We're all human.
Yeah. And you wouldn't think that
that's
on
only
a
six
piece
numbers,
of granite.
When you start sandblasting a tombstone, you got to be right.
Yeah.
You should be.
You can't go out there and do it half.
You know if
but
it's a future
come
date,
back
it's
and
not
correct
right.
It.
Yeah, we should get him on here and ask him how often that happens.
Yeah.
How often he has to re-sandblast the
tombstone? Well, it's
got to
be quite a bit if that's a job.
Well, no.
But how do you know when you really die? I mean, really. If let's say you die in your sleep. Now, did they die before midnight, or is this the date you found them?
I think the coroner can kind of guesstimate.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to
judge
guess.
By the state of the body.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. If you're like, then that's probably the day before.
Is there a
but if you're like still
what you
like
would call
chicken-ish.
A death certificate? I think there is.
Well, there yes. is, but I don't know that they're all correct, to be honest with you.
Well, how would you know?
Well, because like grandma, you know, people say, well, grandma died last week, but she was really dead for 30 years. And nobody really knew. She was
you
just
could
quiet.
You could probably tell, though, over 30 years.
She's just very quiet and subdued.
Which I remember now, going to the procedure, if you prepay for your grave and everything, that money is sent to a certain bank and held in trust until the person dies. Then you must go get his death certificate. And that's submitted to release the money then to pay for your funeral.
What are we going to talk about next week on Memorial Day weekend? We've blown it.
Our favorite dead people.
We can sing.
Who? No, we can't.
What's
we
to sing about
here
on
for Christmas. No.
What are some great Memorial Day songs?
Battle Hymn of the Republic. We could sing like a little...
The Battle Hymn of the Republic. That's not a Memorial Day song.
What's a good Memorial Day song?
You know, just like gunfire. You know, like at the cemeteries, they do the 21-gun salute. Yeah. Yeah.
We can't shoot off in here, though, like that.
Please
That'd
don't.
Be weird.
You could
That'd
play
be loud.
A tape of it.
Oh. I didn't know if you wanted to
they
shoot
They would
off.
Definitely.
I don't know. I just feel we...
from upstairs.
Well, we do have a few minutes left here, so we'll blow through this next one. Do you... A couple was married for 4 days, and now she's asking for spousal support.
You
do you think that's right?
Year. I think it's a decade.
4 days. There was a lot of trouble in that 4 days.
You'd have to know if they were
together
before.
For a long time
yeah,
before.
That would be different. Maybe that's the deal. Even though it's
if
not
if they were
legal,
together before and 4 days is all it lasted, well, shucks on you.
But I mean, if he's the only one working and she's or vice versa, then
do they have children together or all that?
So you
no, spousal support is about
no,
that's not
I know
child
that's
support.
About her, but if they've been together for a long time, they were only married for 4 days, but they have children and she wasn't working because, you know.
But that's child support.
Yes, but she still has to have time to find a job.
That's right. And so that would end after she got married or he got married.
How
together.
Do you find out in 4 days? If you've been with this person forever,
that's
like
four
you're
nights.
Saying.
You would know.
And then you're saying in 4 days, you don't know.
He specified the night.
Sorry, yeah.
I mean,
well, I guess morning.
Do you think, Charlie, that somebody should get spousal support after 4 days?
No.
Neither do I. I think that's
it is weird.
Outlandish. That
I don't
you
know
would...
why anyone would only be married for 4 days.
Well, they obviously didn't like each other. You know what? Most people who get married, I've heard this, there's a statistic.
That's not
something
right.
Like 80%, something like 99%, that on most people's wedding night, they have regret.
Making up these numbers.
They have regret because of what happened.
Did you regret on your wedding night having married her? You can't. I've met her. She's wonderful. Don't you
wait,
dare say yes.
I'm not given time to speak. That made me look bad. No,
you,
I've never
you did
had a
what?
Regret. What?
What did you say?
Know. I'm confused.
My headphone went out there for
did
a second.
Did I or did I not?
What happened?
No, you did not regret.
We got married at this house.
You regretted marrying Jennifer?
No. No. And I can tell you for sure that she doesn't have any regrets.
Jennifer because he never did.
Yeah. Heather okay. regrets that I married Jennifer.
What's on the show tomorrow, by the way?
I don't know.
Lots of
I've
talk.
Had a lot of fun planned and doing this, and now I think I just sit here and breathe.
That'll be a good show. 7 to 10 tomorrow. Charlie, did you listen last week?
Partly, yes.
Part of it.
Yeah. Hold on, wait a second. I don't have any regrets. Sorry. Like, marry my wife. I got to say that.
Yes.
She'll kill me.
Yes, he does have
But you
say
did
that.
Say you had regrets?
No, Brandy
no.
said that. I better not.
You said that she had regrets.
I was warning him. I was giving him fair warning.
Oh, everybody's
that he,
got regrets.
He thought about... No, I
That's
didn't
That's not very nice
getting,
that you would have thought
our
I had...
Our wedding night was wonderful.
Whoa. Like,
what'd you
whoa.
Do?
We read whoa. All of our cards whoa. And all you, the wonderful well wishes that everyone said.
Really? You
yes,
have no regrets?
No.
Jeez Louise,
so
what
good.
Are you going to talk about?
My wedding night was
yeah, that
great.
Might have come out wrong.
You know what?
It was
just
a celebration.
Just like my cousin, life. You sat there and read your cards on
we
your
did,
wedding night.
Together. And then they you, were wonderful.
And, yeah, mine too.
Did you we eat did. Cake?
Not on the wedding night, no.
Jesus.
We ate it at our reception.
Like, that's so enough.
It was delicious. It was good.
I've got so many questions.
Do you? Well, tomorrow morning, 7 to 10 a.m., you'll be giving away
Give
zoo
me your
tickets.
Phone number. I'm going to call you and we'll ask you questions on the... Yeah, we have zoo tickets, a gas card to give away. We have t-shirts. And so
Pop
I get,
culture
yeah.
trivia.
We'll check each other's
Are
heart
Are you older
rate?
Than a 15-year-old or smarter than a
grader.
5-year-old and... Whatever. Who
Heather,
cares?
We're going to ask Heather some of those questions.
It'll be tomorrow morning, so you'll want to tune that in, 7 to 10. And Charlie, what's coming up next hour?
Oh, Fred Malone's going to be in.
Fred Malone.
Yeah.
He's staring at us. I got to get away from these
this,
people.
Well, this was such an odd end to a show. You know, Brandy drops He's her little nasty bomb there at the end of the show that shocks us all.
That was
It's only
scary.
Nasty because you thought it that way.
Well, that's the way you said it.
No.
I mean, there's no doubt.
I said we read our cards.
No, that's not what you
did
said.
You after that?
That's not what you said. That's what you said was my wedding night was wonderful.
It was.
Good.
You couldn't have had that
I
many
no
cards
regrets.
To read.
We had quite a few.
Did you check your emails?
No.
Because you got married on the internet, right?
We did not get married on the internet.
Did you broadcast it live on the internet?
No.
That would have been fun.
I didn't even No.
We're done.
No, just the wedding. The wedding. That's all I meant.
Thank
Sorry.
God.
Shaky. Or did you?
There you, oh. Will you stop?
Oh.
We're still on the air.
Because I would renew my vows for that.
Charlie.
Wow.
We've
Coming
been doing
up next.
This for 10 years. Nice, wholesome show.
Let it out.
And
Let it
what
out.
The heck happened today? This is so sickening, Charlie. Remember when we used to talk about things like Hillary Clinton's
oh,
hair and
yes,
who was
yes.
on the $20 bill?
Well,
oh,
that's
God.
Anytime Charlie now talks about Hillary Clinton's hair, I'm going to bring up my wedding night.
Charlie,
I have to find the video.
We're talking. Never.
Somebody's going to stroke here. It's fine.
What did Hillary's hair have to do with your wedding night?
Nothing.
She wore a wig.
It's a way to derail the conversation.
Oh, okay.
Right. Scott's crying.
It's about 103 anyhow.
This is awful.
Charlie's like, get this off.
Okay.
There's the FCC. Well, lock the door out.
Leave the keys and get out. We're done. Next week we'll talk about memorials and dead people and all kinds of... Who's your favorite dead person? Tune in next week. And Charlie Evers coming up next.
Ooh. Sorry, Charlie.
Bribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.